From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Obama administration says U.S. warplanes will be stepping up efforts against the so-called Islamic State in Iraq. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told reporters today the air campaign will go after the militants' ability to command and control their forces.
In coming days, we're going to be more aggressive and shift a focus from what has been to date primarily defensive in nature to more offensive in nature.
Kirby said the goal is not to destroy the militants' forces by air power alone, but to weaken their position so that Iraqi ground forces can regain territory lost in recent months. The Syrian government says that it welcomes U.S. airstrikes against the Islamic State in Syrian territory. But as Susanna George reports, Syrian officials say the U.S. must first coordinate with Syrian Prime Minister Bashar al-Assad.
From the capital, Damascus, Syrian state TV broadcast Ali Haider, the Minister of National Reconciliation, speaking to a crowd of reporters. Any U.S. military action in Syria, he said, without the prior approval of the Assad government, would be an aggression against Syria. The U.S. has already ruled out any partnership with the Assad regime and ongoing military operations against the group calling itself the Islamic State. In his Wednesday night address, President Obama said the Syrian leader's government will never regain the legitimacy it's lost. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.
A 31-year-old woman in Blackstone, Massachusetts, has pleaded not guilty to charges she concealed the bodies of three newborn babies and endangered the lives of four children. Bruce Gellerman of member station WBUR in Boston has more.
2 weeks ago, Blackstone police responded to a call that there were children crying at the home of Erica Murray. Inside her dilapidated house, officers found 2-foot piles of dirty diapers, feces, and garbage. The house was infested with rodents. Four children, ranging in age from 6 months to 13 years old, were living in the squalor. They were taken into protective custody by Massachusetts Department of Children and Families. Then 2 days ago, a detective found the body of a newborn baby in a closet in the house. Investigators in hazmat suits were called in, and they found two more bodies of newborn babies and the skeletal remains of several cats and dogs. Erica Murray's court-appointed attorney says she's mentally ill. She pleaded not guilty and is being held without bail. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Gellerman in Boston.
NFL running back Adrian Peterson is wanted in Texas on charges of child abuse. His attorney says a grand jury indicted him for using a branch to spank one of his children. The Minnesota Vikings says Peterson will not play this weekend against New England. Stocks fell on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 61 points. The Nasdaq dropped 24 points. The S&P lost 11. This is NPR. Protestant cleric Ian Paisley died today. He was 88. Larry Miller reports that for more than 50 years, Paisley vowed he would never make peace with Northern Ireland's Catholics. But in the end, he did just that.
For most of his career, Reverend Ian Paisley was vehemently against compromise with Northern Ireland's Catholics when then-Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher said the Irish Republic should be involved in resolving the sectarian violence. Paisley was unequivocal. When the Pope addressed the European Parliament, Paisley was ejected for calling the Pontiff the Antichrist. Yet despite his protestations, this Protestant did a complete U-turn, ultimately embracing Northern Ireland's peace agreement and becoming its first minister alongside former Catholic foe Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A federal appeals court today reinstated Wisconsin's voter ID law for now. A lower court had ruled it an unconstitutional burden on poor and minority voters who may not have the appropriate documentation to obtain ID cards. The law is now in effect until the appeals court can consider the merits of that argument. The state claims it needs tighter controls to prevent voter fraud. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford says he will not run for re-election. He says he's withdrawing to be treated for a tumor in his abdomen. He is running for city council, while his older brother and campaign manager, Doug Ford, runs for mayor. Rob Ford gained international attention last year after admitting he had smoked crack cocaine while in a drunken stupor. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.